AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The UN says nearly 500,000 Palestinians have been displaced by escalating Israeli military operations in both northern and southern Gaza. Charles Della Desma has more.
Neighbouring Egypt has issued its strongest objection yet to Israel's growing offensive on the southern city of Rafah, saying it intends to formally join South Africa's case against Israel at the International Court of Justice. Rafah is viewed as the last refuge in Gaza for more than a million civilians, as well as Hamas's last stronghold. Israel says it must invade to dismantle Hamas and return scores of hostages taken in the October 7 attack that sparked the war. I'm Charles Deledesma.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Israel must focus on a future for Gaza after Hamas is gone.
That protects Israel's future security and paves the way for a future of dignity and security for the Palestinian people as well. Rather than Israel getting mired in a counterinsurgency campaign that never ends and ultimately saps Israel's strength and vitality.
Fierce battles in Ukraine's northeastern Kharkiv region as Russian forces mount an offensive there. Donald Trump's former fixer Michael Cohen directly implicated him in the hush money scheme that he's on trial for. And President Biden's blocking a Chinese-backed cryptocurrency mining firm from owning land near a U.S. nuclear missile base. Sagar Magani has details.
The order forces the divestment of property near Wyoming's Warren Air Force Base, one of three housing America's ground-based nuclear missiles. The move was made in conjunction with a little-known federal agency that investigates corporate deals for national security concerns. While the order is vague on the actual concerns, the Treasury Department notes there are issues with foreign-sourced equipment potentially capable of spying, which presents a significant national security risk. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. In case you missed it over the weekend, the Swiss singer Nemo won this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Karen Chamas has the report.
Speaking at a press conference filmed by SVT and EBU after his big win, Nemo said,
I really hope that Eurovision continues and can continue to stand for peace and love in the future. And I think that needs a lot of work still.
Nemo's victory in the Swedish city of Malmö came amid a backdrop of anger over Israel's participation in the Eurovision Song Contest over its actions in Gaza. Ahead of the final, protest organiser Pia Jacobson explained why people felt Israel shouldn't be allowed to join this year.
You can't throw bombs with one hand and glitter with another hand.
I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.